You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police responded to a report of a shooting Sunday evening at Ewell Park. Shortly before 8 p.m. Sunday evening, gunshots reported at Ewell Park, where four victims suffered gunshot wounds. There are several suspects being sought by city police, as the shooting is under investigation. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office is conducting an investigation after a body was found in a travel trailer at an RV park south of Sibley on Sunday. That investigation is underway. The Minden Fire Department responded to a house fire at around 4:30 Friday afternoon at a residence at the corner of Elm and Homer Road, where moderate damage was reported. A lightning strike to a nearby tree is believed to be the possible cause. No injuries were reported. Minden City Police report the arrest of Kendrick Charles, age 23, of 1569 Fuller Road, who was booked for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Edward Judgeware, age 58, of 572 MLK Drive, was booked for theft. City police report an arrest for resisting by force, resisting by flight, and for being a fugitive from the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. One arrest reported for remaining after being forbidden and simple criminal damage to property. Another arrest for domestic abuse battery with child endangerment, and an arrest for disturbing the peace by being intoxicated, a parking lot violation, and was booked as a fugitive from Bossier Police. And one arrest reported on a warrant for shoplifting. Spring Hill Police report the arrest of Jason Todd Bethany, age 48, of Spring Hill, booked for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, possession of a firearm in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under suspension, and no seatbelt. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for disturbing the peace and resisting by force. Today will be sunny with a high near 77, east wind, gust to 25 miles an hour, 20% chance of showers overnight, low 54, east wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour, 20% chance for showers Tuesday, high 71, north wind, 10 to 15 miles an hour, cloudy Tuesday night, low near 46, northeast wind, 10 to 15 miles an hour, sunny Wednesday, high 71, clear Wednesday night, low near 50, and that's the forecast. Saturday was an election day. Voters in Webster Parish approved a proposed renewal of a 12.39 mills tax for the Webster Parish Library for 10 years. In the complete but unofficial returns, it was 1,433 yes, 371 voting no. In the race for Webster Parish School Board District 9, Jerry Lee polled 193 votes, Joanne McWoodson 14. Over in Houghton, voters turned down a proposed 14.46 mills tax with the report of 398 no, 168 yes. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Mike Nairn, Ryan Boucher pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, 2 grams or more, but less than 28 grams, and will stand trial July 24th. Skylar Elkins pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial April 21st. Umbre Deterion Elkins pleaded not guilty to aggravated flight from an officer and will stand trial July 24th. Kenneth Evans pleaded not guilty to theft of $1,000 or more, but less than $5,000, and will stand trial August 14th. Charkaza Grigsby pleaded not guilty to distribution of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and will stand trial July 24th. Jacorin Jones pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial September 18th. Nicholas Jones pleaded not guilty to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and will stand trial August 14th. Kristen Morgan pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial July 24th. Corey Morris pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial July 24th. Derek Lewis O'Rear pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial April 24th. Joseph Charles Perrin pleaded not guilty to possession of stolen things, $1,000 to $5,000, and will stand trial August 14th. Xander Procell pleaded not guilty to aggravated flight from an officer and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, stand trial at a later date. Jesse Radford pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Richard Spencer was sentenced to 5 years at hard labor for each of two counts of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, 1 year hard labor for each count of resisting an officer with force and introducing contraband into a correction center, with credit for time served to run concurrent. Kentravian Washington pleaded not guilty to illegal possession of a stolen firearm and will stand trial September 18th. Bridgetta White was sentenced to 1 year hard labor with credit for time served for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Charles Williams pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial September 18th. Bobby Lee Young was sentenced to 1 year at hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation: Timothy Washington, theft of a firearm; Devon Jones, attempted second-degree murder, aggravated arson, criminal trespass; Elton Peterson, DWI, driving under suspension, careless operation; Cody Joseph Mellon, failure to appear; Brian Andrus, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Bossier City Council has a workshop scheduled for 2:30 at the Bossier City Hall to review and discuss an updated proposed joint endeavor agreement with the Caddo Bossier Parish's Port Commission. A wild turkey habitat management workshop is scheduled for tonight at the Bossier Sheriff's Office Complex in Bossier City. The guest speaker is Larry Savage, retired biologist with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Topics include turkey biology, habitat requirements, management objectives, as well as technical and financial assistance available to landowners. The registration starts at around 5:15. Program starts at 6 o'clock. For more information, call 318-237-8350. A number of awards will be presented Tuesday evening at the annual Greater Minden Chamber Membership Gala and Banquet. Doors open at 6:30. Program starts at 7 o'clock. During the evening will be the presentation of the Small Business of the Year, the Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, a Community Partner Award, as well as the Man of the Year and Woman of the Year Awards. Tickets are $60 per person. Contact the Chamber for information today, 377-4240. Funeral services for Dorothy Lee Flournoy, age 84, are scheduled for 11 o'clock today at the New Light Baptist Church, with burial to follow in the Shady Grove Cemetery. Funeral services for Sammy Dixon Jr. are scheduled for 1 o'clock Thursday at the New Light Baptist Church. Burial will be in the Shepherd Street Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Wednesday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the 318 area code unless otherwise stated. For sale, a 93 Chevy four-wheel drive truck, some firewood, and a lawnmower. 245-3052. That's for sale, a 1993 Chevy four-wheel drive truck, firewood, and a lawnmower at 245-3052. Someone wants to buy eggs at 639-9106. They want to buy eggs at 639-9106. Wanted a trailer to haul a riding lawnmower. Call 572-6437. Wanted a trailer to haul a riding lawnmower. Call 572-6437. For sale, a flat screen TV for $40 at 5217. They have a flat screen TV for sale, $40. Call 5217. For sale, a self-propelled lawnmower, $175. 432-331-4907. That's for sale, a self-propelled lawnmower, $175 at 432-331-4907. Wanted a full-size mattress and box spring at 288-1460. Wanted a full-size mattress and box spring. Call 288-1460. For sale, a 2014 Jeep Patriot for $4,500. 754-8402. That's for sale, a 2014 Jeep Patriot, $4,500. Call 754-8402. For sale, a utility trailer and a 2001 Honda Accord. Call 205-1751. That's a utility trailer and a 2001 Honda Accord. 205-1751. Wanted a 2010 Kia Sportage for parts. Call 455-3052. Wanted a 2010 Kia Sportage for parts. 455-3052. Wanted kitchen cabinets, 268-0325. Wanted kitchen cabinets. Call 268-0325. For sale, a microwave, a dorm size refrigerator, and a propane grill. 382-5626. That's for sale, a microwave, a dorm size refrigerator, and a propane grill at 382-5626. For sale, Beagle dogs, $25 each at 532-0618. They have Beagle dogs for sale. They're $25 each at 532-0618.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.